Here's your KLAM News for this Saturday morning. The highlight of today's events is the Grand Parade, which is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Teresa Petty serves as the parade coordinator with the Ice Cream Days Committee. She says that the parade will feature many of the region's Shriner units.
The potentate of the Shriners declared a temple movement this year for our parade because of the sesquicentennial. So what that means is all of the Shriner units are required to be here and perform in the parade. So it's going to have something that appeals to everybody.
Petty says that the entries for the Ice Cream Days and Sesquicentennial Parade is past 100 and still growing. She says in addition to the Shriners, there are other special features that are entered in the annual parade.
There's a tractor train coming from Shaler, Iowa that is supposed to be really cool to see. Both of the high school bands will be performing in the parade this year. We've got the Groove coming, which is a drum corps out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. They're really awesome to see. And just so many reunions that are in town that have floats in it, and it's just going to be awesome.
The parade organizer says that the parade will assemble at the 8th Street Boulevard and then head north on Central Avenue.
We're going to start at 8th and Central.
Okay, the boulevard.
Right, and it will move down Central Avenue going north, and it will end at the end of Central at the teardrop.
Following the conclusion of the parade, people will want to make their way down to Foster Park for the craft and vendor show known as the Art in the Park. Jessica Brown-Miller is one of the co-chairs of the Sesquicentennial Committee. She says Art in the Park will feature many items of interest to everyone.
Art in the Park starts at 10 a.m. in Foster Park. So there is just so many different vendors, you know, food vendors. That's always my favorite, is the food. And then there's crafters, there's actual real pieces of art, and then items from like purses and yard decor, just anything you can think of is there. So it's always very well attended.
The Sesquicentennial Committee will then host a Founders Day luncheon to be held at the Lamar's Convention Center beginning at 11:30 a.m. One of the highlights of the luncheon will be the auction of the Sesquicentennial quilt.
The Sesquicentennial quilt will also be auctioned off right at the beginning of that event. So if you haven't seen it, it is absolutely beautiful. We encourage you to come at least see it maybe that day. If you get a chance to, it will be on display, and of course it will be auctioned off right before the luncheon actually starts. But Jerry Dreckman just did a fabulous job, and she's got over 300 hours of time that went into it. So it is beautiful. The program starts at noon for the luncheon, and there's a lot of fun, you know, I'm one of them, the did you know kind of fun facts about history of Lamar's. Some songs will be performed about Lamar's or that were written about Lamar's, so it's going to be fun. We're super excited, especially if you're into kind of the history of this community.
When Lamar's was first founded by English settlers, they brought with them several of their traditional games, including cricket and polo. Brown-Miller says that people will be able to step back into time as a polo match will take place Saturday afternoon at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds.
This is what I'm most excited to see, because really, how many times are you going to have the opportunity to attend a polo match? So it is at 4 o'clock out at the Plymouth County Fairgrounds, kind of between the grandstands and the Donegal Insurance Building. So we've been having the grass mowed a couple times. Over this week, actually, they'll be doing it quite a bit, because it has to be a certain length, which I think it's an inch or less. So they've been out there trying to get those grounds kind of put together. We're encouraging, but you don't have to maybe dress for the event. So, you know, fun hats, ladies wear your dresses. There will be some bleacher seating, but again, it is limited. So please bring your lawn chairs or your blankets if you want to get a good view of it.
As with tradition of polo matches, Brown-Miller says that the audience is expected to go to the field and help replace divots. People with an interest in knowing more about the past leaders of Lamar's will want to attend the Dash in the Dirt, which is a unique cemetery tour. Deb Vandenberg says that the tour will involve both the City Memorial Cemetery and Calvary Cemetery.
I'll explain the dash in the dirt. The dash is the imagery of the dash between the years of a person's life. And so that is the life between the years. And the dirt is the amazing stories on how individuals made an impact on our community. So therefore, the dash in the dirt as the gossip about that individual. But not so much the gossip as interesting facts, stories that you may not ever hear unless you just happen to come across some of them. And not to be morbid by any means, but walking through the cemetery is a good lesson in history. There's so much to learn there.
Vandenberg says that the tour will feature nearly 27 different portrayals.
At Calvary, there will be Father Meese, who was very instrumental in St. Joseph's Church and in the whole conglomerate of things that go with St. Joseph's Church as far as Galen and the cemetery and everything. Speaking of Galen, Peter Galen will be another one that we will acknowledge. Rome Starzl, who was a very important writer and reporter in Lamar's over the years. Anton Sartori, who was ran a drugstore in Lamar's for years. And there's a couple others that maybe people may not recognize their names right away, but very interesting people, interesting lives. When we get to Memorial, we will have George Richardson and his grandson, great-grandson, Bill Code, is coming down to portray his grandfather in the tour there at Memorial. Captain B.F. Bettesworth is another person that was, you know, the first settler of Lamar, so he's very important.
Another person to be highlighted was the famous Judge Bradley, who was responsible for the Farmer's Holiday incident.
Some of the other ones at Memorial, Charles Bradley, of course, Judge Bradley. He had a lot of interesting things happen to him. Hard and feathered, yes, so he's got a good story to tell, no doubt. We will acknowledge Fred H. Wells, of course. Because, you know, what would Lamar's be without our Wells roots? Isaac Struble, who Struble is named after, and then John C. Rubel, who Rubel is named after. So there are a couple more that will be at Memorial.
Vandenberg says that the stories will be biographies, but told in the first person. Vandenberg says that several people did quite a bit of research to learn the stories behind the stories.
Well, initially we looked through history books of Lamar's that had names that, of course, would be relative to the settling of the community. And so we started with them, going clear back to when Lamar's was settled in 1869. And, of course, Captain Bettesworth was here a few years before that. But in reading some of the history books that were already there, we ran across some of the more pertinent names that we would want to acknowledge. And then in reading and doing the research, you just happen to stumble across more. I would ask people that I would run into in conversation, do you know of anybody interesting at the cemetery that we should be looking at? Got a couple of really good stories just by doing that. So it's been a really interesting project.
The Dash in the Dirt Cemetery Tour will start at 2 p.m. from the Civil War Monument at Memorial Cemetery. That's your KLAM News for this Saturday.